Hour 2 Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app, your home smart speaker, and up on TSN 2 all afternoon. Brian Hazio, Doug Jeff O'Neill, Andy Petrillo in studio. Our boy Luke Wilson will join us in about 5 minutes. Our NFL analyst, longtime NFLer, Super Bowl winner. Get his take on the games yesterday. Start looking ahead to some big games this weekend, including in Green Bay. The LA Rams are at Green Bay. I would suggest that is the game of the weekend. Both teams reeling a little bit lately. Both quarterbacks on the hot seat. So something's got to give at Lambeau Field on Sunday. So we'll look ahead to that with Luke. In about a half an hour, we'll be debuting our new Black Friday bit. Very creative, very original. No one's ever done anything like it before. So
before
you're
we
really
get into that Black Friday bit, and you talk about reeling, and I can't even describe the look on Dan Campbell's face yesterday. And like, they were like, "What the hell was with the timeouts?" Like, and he was scratching his chin, and he was out of sorts, and he's like, "That can't go on." I don't
know.
Like,
he's I feel for the guy because I think he's a likable guy. You know, like he's obviously intense. He's trying to eat people's kneecaps.
He's passionate about football, and he just I don't know. Our boy Luke, we'll ask him.
Yes, the gratuitous "What's up in Detroit?" question. We'll get to it because I don't know if that's just Dan Campbell cost the team the game yesterday. Like he really did with some of the play calls, the double timeout. Back-to-back timeouts for 5 yards, and you lose your timeout. You can't have that in the National Football League. You cannot have it. And he tried to justify it by saying, "Well, we had the wrong call, and they were throwing it out."
Half
the
guys had the one call, and then the other half. It's like, no, that's the wrong answer for a head coach. Sorry.
Right. Like, why do they have the wrong call? Get them on the same page, right? Like if the communication goes down, make sure you've got an audible that they can call and that they can go to.
That's the one thing about players, man. Like you just think that they're players and they go over the boards and do their thing. They can sense any kind of disorganization from a coach, like in a split second.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a coach like doesn't know what lines up, just one time, you're like, this coach doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
Like you've got to have it together and you've got to know every situation in a split second. If you're sitting on the sidelines, you're like, our coach is even a loser.
It's so quick for the players to turn on a coach and think that it's just buffoonery and that the coach
is
lost.
They use it as a built-in excuse, Bri, where they're like, you know what? If he doesn't care, we don't care either.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a dumb-dumb, so we can be dumb-dumbs now.
Right.
Too.
Yeah, Dan Campbell's in a bad spot. It's not like Matt Nagy is, you know, Don Shula, but someone had to win yesterday. So Nagy and the Bears picked up a win. So we'll catch up with Luke. We'll get to our Black Friday bit. We get the Leafs and Raptors in action tonight. Andy, I saw you tweeting today, like every other Italian on earth, complaining that you got the World Cup qualifying draw that was completely unnecessary and completely unhelpful because you may run into Portugal, I guess, in the second game. Mm. And that means only one of Portugal or Italy can make the World Cup. That's if you get that far. You got to win the first one. But this is concerning
for you. North Macedonia. If they don't, that is an embarrassment.
Right.
And they should not. I mean, they would.
Shouldn't the complaint be don't put yourself in this position to begin with? Like qualify like every other big boy in Europe? Why didn't they do that?
Well, because they couldn't score goals. That was the problem.
Okay.
And in qualifying, which takes a bajillion years, as we know, it's not easy. We're watching the Canadian men go through it now. Their mm-hmm. World Cup qualifying started back in March, unless you're first in your group, which Switzerland ended up being first in the group because guess what? They could score goals and Italy couldn't. So they got their automatic berth to Qatar 2022, and now the Italians have to go through a playoff round. And, only one can come out of that, and in that group is also Portugal. So, sorry, but, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo obviously played in his last World Cup in 2018, so my condolences to all the Portuguese.
Right,
there
he's
right
got to go. I saw.
Gotta go.
And the Portuguese are not necessarily ecstatic with that either, and I understand that. But I feel like you're hedging your bets, and Italian-Canadians, Italian-Portuguese are hedging their bets because, obviously, you know, all you've known on the world stage is Italy doing something, would be Portugal doing something, because the Canadian men haven't done anything since 86, so we don't have anything to rely on. But you got to be hedging your bets here a little bit, Andy. Like, Canada's in a pretty good spot to go, too. That should be enough. Isn't that enough? Like, even if Italy misses, are you not fulfilled with your World Cup pursuit here if only Canada happens to punch their ticket and the Italians don't?
No, I want it all, first and foremost. right. I don't even know why I have to choose.
True.
But, yeah, I think if Canada ends up qualifying, I would hope this entire country – like, listen, I'm one of those and fully admit it. When Italy wins, which is what they just did this last summer in Euro, yeah, I take to the streets at Market Lane in Woodbridge. I go to St. Clair, and I honk my horn, and I wave my flag.
Yeah,
and
but
I,
what about Canada?
But
yeah,
this
you
is what
the same
I mean.
Thing?
Like,
what if Canada
if
wins?
100%. I'd go overboard. I'd be wearing, like, the Canada star. I'll buy a onesie if it exists. I'll have, like, every, you know, 100% it'll be all Canadiana. And I would really hope, you know, as wonderful as this country is with embracing multiculturalism, and we've even seen it at Canada's World Cup qualifying games, mostly in Toronto. Right? Like Toronto, very multicultural, to the point where John Herdman and the team called out, said, hey, why am I looking in the stands and seeing more Honduran fans? Why am I seeing more El Salvadoran fans? Right? Like, I get that. But, you know, as much as we embrace multiculturalism, and I would say, like, I'll never let go of those Italian roots.
Sure.
Canada makes the World Cup. You better have the maple leaf tattooed on your face for the
yes.
duration of the World Cup.
I know. I hope so, too. And I hope it takes over the whole city. There better not be like a little pocket, little Canada. Somewhere. Little Canada established somewhere
little
downtown.
No.
Yeah, it better be kind of across the board. And I expect that will be the case. And we'll get back into the World Cup qualifying, ask you about them playing in Hamilton against the States January 30th. We'll get to that later this afternoon. But here's our TSN NFL analyst, Super Bowl champ, longtime NFLer himself. Here's Luke Wilson. What's happening, Luke?
Not much. How we doing?
We're doing well, man. We spent a good portion of the day yesterday goofing on both the Lions and the Bears. And I don't know. I don't even know what that was. But if you missed the game, I said it right after it. If you didn't happen to watch it, it was exactly what you think it was. That's what happened yesterday with the Bears somehow passing the Lions. But what do you make of the two coaches, the timeout battle royale at the end of the game? Like, how do the teams go back into the locker room and think, we've got coaches here in Chicago and Detroit that are going to lead us down the positive path?
Yeah, you nailed it. And as a player, it's just very, very tough to buy in at this point. You know, especially, and I've been there in Detroit, as you know, we make jokes in here all the time. But it's like, I wasn't in the Dan Campbell locker room. I have no idea how it was. But we all remember, like, the we're going to bite kneecaps off press conference. You know, you kind of buy into this mentality all through the offseason, which your head coach sets. And now all of a sudden, when you're sitting defeated with one tie against a Mason Rudolph-led Steelers team, it's kind of like a head scratcher. And then just little, not little things, but things like that just add on when you're like, you know, all of that work and all that dedication and all everything you did, you know, seemingly is for nothing in a strange way. And I don't really believe in, like, moral victories at that level, like at the younger level, 100%, like you learn your lessons. But, like, let's be real here. We're here to win games. We're not here to, you know, have good showings.
What do you make? Do you think Matt Nagy, like, does he have a shot? Or, like, there was rumors that he was going to get fired after the game yesterday. Like, where is his headspace at? As bad as things are in Detroit, does he know that at the end of the year – and he claims through the media that he's got some kind of backing from, I don't know what the hell, but it's like, where does he stand?
I mean, I think that the decisions that we kind of saw yesterday, they are somewhat of a side effect of the fact that he knows he's on the hot seat. And I mean, it's tough. Like, I can imagine it happened to me last year. I kind of knew going into a certain week that might be my last week in Seattle, and it's tough to focus.
How'd you know that, Luke?
We had a rookie coming off IR, and we already had quite a few tight ends. And, you know, I've been around the league for a little bit, man. I was an eight-year guy, which in our league is a while. So I asked a few questions, and, you know, as a 31-year-old who's put his time in, they'll kind of respect they're not, you know, not lying to you, especially with some of the relationships I've forged. So they were like, hey, this might be it for this week. Now, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, actually. That's the political answer. The real answer is they told me I was going to be playing a bunch. I walked into practice on Wednesday and got one rep.
And I fired up with my coach. I'm like, I thought I was playing a bunch this week. He said, you ain't going to be here this week, son. So it's kind of a combination of those two things.
He flat out said, you ain't going to be here this week?
I mean, it was a little nicer because he's my guy, but he was like, yeah, the GM came down, and I told him that I was going to play you a bunch this week. And he was like, I wouldn't do that because he's not going to be here after Sunday.
Jesus.
That's bold, man. That's putting your cards on the table, I guess.
You know, it's one of those things, though, where in this league and in my situation last year, it wasn't like a performance thing, which made it a bit of a better pill to swallow. Still tough, you know, when you kind of get the political side of it. And I get it, they had a drafted kid coming in. But I would have rather, you don't want to get released, but I'd rather get released due to, you know, what is it, political, financial, draft reasons than them being like, yo, man, you just stink. Get out of here.
Right.
So that was my silver lining.
Well, there was a lot of reactions to the officiating yesterday, specifically in the Cowboy game, where there were just so many flags thrown on both sides. It wasn't necessarily...
That was ridiculous, man.
It was, and there are takes being thrown around that have no data behind them. It's just simply a feeling. It's purely anecdotal that on the biggest stage, the ref feels like he's got to be a hero. Like, got to prove this is why you're reffing the Thanksgiving game. You played in Super Bowls. You played on the biggest stages. Was there that sense that for whatever reason on the biggest games, biggest audience, the refs called the more diligent game, a tougher game, wanted to hear themselves more? Is there any truth to that?
No, not at all. I mean, I understand kind of where some people are coming from, but the reality is these refs are heavily graded. It's not like they're just strolling out to, you know, your local peewee game, reffing the game and going home and watching TV. And if they're consistently making bad calls or messing up games, it's a cutthroat ordeal with these refs. So if you think for a minute that, you know, if there are bad calls made, too many calls made, that that crew isn't getting reprimanded for it, you're just wrong. So it's not like they have any leeway to be like, hey, today's my show because we're on a Thanksgiving game. But, you know, now that we're on that topic, because I can just vent a little bit here, I'm really getting sick of these Cowboy fans and these Bills fans, okay? Cowboys lose the game, it's the refs' fault. I drag the Cowboys, my social media is getting just blown up by random people telling me I'm an idiot. I drag the Bills, which obviously I look like a clown now because they looked good yesterday, on Jay on SportsCenter, which was a great drag. I mean, they've looked terrible. They lost, they lost to the Jaguars. I wake up to DMs from people, just really mean, man. So all the Bills and Cowboy fans out there, save it, man. You guys are not the real deal.
No.
It's just a fact.
Haven't won anything.
That's what I wanted to ask you.
30 years.
Like, how do you trust the Cowboys? Because I've talked about it on this show since I've been doing this show and covering all sports. There's such an overhype to it, and they seem like they're destined to let you down. I'm not saying yesterday was that big of a letdown to the fan base, but I don't trust them to do anything special at all.
Why would you?
Exactly.
Why would you? I mean, it's the strangest thing because I was sitting actually with somebody who's like a diehard Cowboy fan from Texas the other day here in Seattle, and I was like, they're going to get smoked today by Kansas City. Just watch. And he was like shocked that I would even suggest that. And I'm like, what kind of delusional world are you living in, my guy? Like, they're just not that good. Okay? What else do you want to say? It's like, hey, if these guys were coming in steamrolling teams and looking good, all of a sudden they win a few games, and it's like, oh, we've got the 85 Bears here. It's like, no, you don't. You're a good NFL team. You're not a great one, at least not yet. I'm not saying I can't get there. I got a lot of talent, but not yet.
Luke, we've never met. I know Noodles is normally in this seat, but nice to meet you over the phone here or radio. And I feel like you've kind of answered these questions a little bit when it comes to the Cowboys and Bills. I was just going to ask if there was any kind of level of concern here with the Cowboys having lost three of their last four, and if you think the Bills are actually going to just win their conference, you think they're the real deal here?
So to answer your first question, no, the Cowboys are not the real deal. This is not the time of year where you want to lose three or four. You know, beginning of the season, I mean, you don't ever want to lose three or four, obviously, but beginning of the season, you had time to kind of work out some kinks, et cetera, et cetera. And I've mentioned this before, but think of the NFL as a game of chess between coaches on Sunday. And once you find a weakness, you know, teams will attack that weakness. So obviously a few weeks back, Dallas got exposed in Denver. And you've seen kind of the residual of that where now all of a sudden you are prepping, so to speak, for, okay, this is what this offense runs. But we've been burned by these plays. This is the NFL. Teams can install plays 5 days of practicing. You're good to go. It's not like Pee Wee football where we got to, like, really lock it in here. So it's like, hey, this team doesn't normally run this. We've been burned by this play. So now we're not really sure how it's going on. And I think that's happening a little bit in Dallas. You're seeing them exposed a little bit. And the Buffalo thing, and again, I'm sure I'll catch some heat for this. But I know they looked great yesterday. And New Orleans is a good team. And it's a good win. But Buffalo is considered to be a Super Bowl contender. And I just look at that squad and I'm like, okay, they are obviously a very good football team, but Super Bowl contenders don't lose to Jacksonville. They don't lose the division lead. I'll be honest with you. To answer that question, I would be shocked if New England doesn't win that division. They play good, fundamental, solid football. It's not going to be flashy. They're not really going to blow anybody out by a million points, but they're going to just play old school ball and probably win the division.
Well, the Bills have New England at home next Monday night, and they still have to go to Foxborough. So they got the Pats twice down the stretch. You talk about litmus tests. That's the definition of it, man. We'll find out a lot about the Bills and the Pats, for that matter, in those two games. And I think we'll get you out of here on what I believe is the biggest game of the weekend. The Rams are at Lambeau taking on the Packers. Both teams reeling. Packers have lost two of the last three. The Rams have lost some games, and badly. They've been blown out a couple of times. Both have Super Bowl aspirations in the NFC. How do you see this playing out? Do you believe the Packers roll, Rams roll, close game? What do you see Packers-Rams on Sunday?
Okay, I know I've been a little cold. Not too cold, you know, but I've been a little cold on this show.
You've had some
I'm going
doozies,
with the Rams,
buddy.
And the reason being is I think Matt Stafford knows, obviously, Lambeau and that defense very, very well. And he's actually had a solid amount of success against Green Bay. So you look at that factor, and I think, you know, between McVay and Matt Stafford kind of chopping it up, going back and forth, how Matt's had success against these guys, how, you know, Sean McVay sees how to attack this defense. I would expect the Rams to be able to put up a lot of points, or a decent amount of points, I should say. And I'm taking them. I think they're going to win this week.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens, man. I'm really
nervous now. I've had a couple bad ones on here. I started out hot, guys. I hope that happens.
No, listen,
I don't want to have another loss.
Think you're due. You're due, and
I am due.
We haven't made our
can't
picks.
Be any
we'll
worse
get you
than
in the
no,
next
Doug.
Hour. Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
I believe I did
than...
call Kansas City over Dallas, though. Did I not?
Yes. Yeah, I believe you did.
You had a stinker the week before that, though. That was
I know.
Just
I know. I did. That's really. It was so bad that it feels like more than one loss.
Yeah.
That's what happens,
yeah.
Man. Now you know what the Bills are going through ever since they lost to Jacksonville. I mean, that felt like two or three losses in the standings. But good luck, buddy, and have yourself a great weekend. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Talk soon.
There's Luke Wilson, our TSN NFL analyst, longtime NFLer, Super Bowl champ, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Build your next dream Toyota at Maple Toyota. Pre-orders are now available for all models, including the all-new 2022 Tundra and Corolla Cross. Visit MapleToyota.com. Our buddy Mike Johnson will join us in a little bit. We've got Al's brother that will circle back, and he is picking winners. You guys have the 1 o'clock game and the Sunday nighter. All right? So those are your games. The Sunday nighter's been flexed.
He is picking.
He's picking on his own. And I've got the 4 p.m. game. So, Andy,
dude,
you're going to witness some greatness.
Yesterday, that's a three-pack of 500 games.
I know. That was big. I needed that one. I need
A joker on Twitter. It's the Twitter handle's called Al's Brothers Picks, and the guy tweeted out our record yesterday, and I wanted to just DM him and say, "Bud, you got to stop it, because it was like now they're 25 and 35, and I'm like, Stop it. Stop saying their picks or whatever, a record.
You're deep in the hole.
What's the end result here? Like, what's the end goal? What does the winner get?
Money.
Yeah,
money.
Cash.
Like, how much?
Potentially a lot at this point, Andy. Yeah, potentially a lot. Like, we're talking, I'm calling my banker and being like, what do we do with this?
Well, yesterday was a cool 15 hunch, so it's just gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yesterday hurt. That yesterday was painful. But that's why.
Okay, now I'm understanding a little bit more your anger.
No kidding.
I wasn't sure if this was like a friendly. I'd be losing my mind too.
Yeah, they've dug themselves.
Al's brother wouldn't be walking today. I'd be very upset.
Yeah.
And that's what I said, Andy. Like, the people that do this, where they're like serious money, and they're chasing, and that's, I don't know how they do it. No way. Ugh,
it's not an easy lifestyle, man. It's not, but
I'd rather go buy a pair of shoes. Thank you.
That's right. Yeah, and that's what maybe I'll end up doing. Who knows? We'll see. Well, although there's a lot of season left, a lot of runway left. Anything can happen. We can turn the ship around, and I think Al's brother is on the verge of doing that. I can sense it. It's in the air. So Al's brother will be back with some picks later on this afternoon. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. Mike Johnson, our TSN hockey analyst, in about 45 minutes. Leafs in San Jose taking on the Sharks tonight. Raptors in Indiana taking on the Pacers. Al's brother in about an hour. Coming up with tremendous information as we speak. Three games will be picked. I guess he's doing this on his own. Andy, you and I will listen. The O-Dog, I don't know if he's taking his headset off the screen.
Dude, I got the most insulting text from a buddy. Like, this is when you know things are really tough. He just texted me and said, you and Al's brother should deal in shart bucks. Like it's some kind of currency.
Right. Yeah. Instead of crypto, it's
give Canadian Tire a run for its money.
Yeah, he should. Shardo.
Shart bucks.
Shart bucks. That's what you guys pay out in. That's what you put on the
no,
line.
No, that's what we speak in shart bucks when we are making picks. It was just so insulting. Like, just a real good friend. It was like, you and Al's brother deal in shart bucks. I was like.
Just that kicking you while you're down.
Exactly. Like a dear friend, and he threw out that, and I'm like, I didn't want to hear that.
I hear you, man. I'm trying to prop you guys up. Like, I'm being genuine. I feel like you're on the precipice of a heater, and it's just a matter of time, and when that thing starts cooking, watch yourself, right? Watch yourself. Then you'll be talking real currency, real money, sharp with a P money, and then it's all good. So Al's brother in about an hour. So every once in a while, we put our creative minds together, and we come up with bids that no one's ever done before. No one's ever even thought of before in sports media. And everyone's trying to get creative, trying to find a different edge. Right, Andy, you're familiar with this. You've been in the sports media game for a while. You know what's up. And occasionally, we hit something, and we say it's never been done before, so we're going to give it a shot. Right? So bear with us here. I'm going to throw out items. It is Black Friday today. I don't know if either of you partook in any Black Friday sales. I didn't. It's not.
Zero.
It's not on my radar. It's not something I really care about.
Well, and it's not even really a one day anymore. I mean, it kind of started last week.
Right, exactly.
It's like a week or month long thing now. I may have purchased some items.
You might have. Okay. Like today in particular, or did you do it last week?
Nothing today.
Week. With everything at your fingertips, does it even make sense to have a Black Friday? It's like, you could have something at your door in the morning if you wanted it.
Yeah, but it's all about it's discount. It's hyping things up. Everyone sells it as if it's the greatest deals of the year, and I don't know if that's true. I mean, ultimately, they could give out good deals at any point. Maybe you show up randomly in February, and it's a better deal. You just don't know about it because they don't advertise it. But, you're right, Andy. This thing does go on for weeks, if not months, the buildup, and everyone's trying to beat everyone else about when they do their Black Friday deal and what the deadline is. But we figured we'd come up with a bunch of different ideas that are mostly germane to the Toronto sports scene or Toronto in general. And you have three options, okay, based on your level of interest here. Would you be willing to sleep on the street and basically fight with people to make this a reality? That is an extreme sense of commitment and really a passion for this item. Second option, mediocre. Shopping online, I'd be willing to check it out online. If you run out of stock, so be it. Not the end of the world. If it's not going to be in my hands today, not the end of the world. Mediocre, I guess, passion for this. And then the third option is flush the sale. Don't care at all. Okay? So three options based on the items. on the line. Okay, so a little Black Friday overdrive clip. Makes sense to everyone? Everyone following
this is
along?
Not as good as Trick or Treat, but still very good.
I think it's pretty good. Okay. Which option for you if an NFL team in Toronto was on sale on Black Friday? What would your response be? NFL team in Toronto.
I'm sleep on the street because I want to see all the visiting teams. I would know they – I don't even know how expansion would work, but they would obviously be terrible for 5 years, wouldn't they?
Probably, yeah.
Terrible, but I want to see the visiting teams. I want season tickets. I want it all. Sundays I don't work. I would be at every game. Love it. Sleep on the streets. Mm-hmm. I'm all in, and I love this segment already.
Okay. So I might have my shoes on, but I don't know if I'd go out the door just yet. I might still be online. And the only reason being, as much as I'd love to see an NFL team here, and I think that would be fantastic, we just have different rules and regulations in place, like from a government perspective, that are we going to truly, like if you go to the game, are you really going to get that type of football experience, right? The tailgating and the everything beforehand. I just feel like everyone's going to be talking about, I'm going to Canada and it's a dud type of deal when it comes to the atmosphere and stuff. I don't know. I'm a little concerned about that.
Yeah. Okay. So you're shopping online. There's an element of intrigue there from you, Andy, I'm sensing, but not, you know, if it, you could take it or leave it. I would be sleeping on the street. Absolutely. This would be my number one item. Like, if I could have one item as a sports fan, I love the NFL. I'm a diehard Packer fan. It would be conflicting for sure. I think I'd probably hold on to multiple allegiances. I don't know if that's sacrilegious or not. But the idea of having the NFL here, the way their draft work is, it's not a lottery. So they would be awful, but they'd have the first pick, and likely for multiple years. And I think it would be a remarkable sports. It is a great NFL town to begin with. Now, we're going to hear from people in the CFL, people in the Argos fans. I understand that that would be putting the Argos in possibly an even worse position. But if we're looking at it through the lens of this item's on sale, the NFL team, I'm sleeping on the street for days if I have to. Doors
days.
Open, brawls in the alleyway just to find this, get this into my cart. Absolutely. NFL team in Toronto. Second item up for grabs on Black Friday here on Overdrive, a second team in the NHL. Calls Toronto home. Second NHL team in Toronto.
I'm sleeping on the street. If there can be the Mets and the Yankees, is there another situation? Rams and
White
Chargers.
Sox and Cubs.
White Sox and Cubs. There should be two teams in Toronto. Like, it would be awesome. I totally think it would be awesome. I don't think it affects the Maple Leafs because their brand is so powerful. I think it would be awesome, and I'm somewhat shocked that it hasn't happened by now.
Well, and I guess this is why I'm going to be another online shopper here, because I do think of the ripple effect, and I do think of, like, well, where are you going to put it? And then suddenly do these smaller markets get up in arms, and, you know, what are you going to do, put it out in Barrie? Then the Barrie Colts are going to be pretty upset about that. Like, it's a pretty saturated market, and I just start to think of the ripple effect, and how do you affect the minor leagues? How do you affect just the grassroots
level? The Clippers and the Lakers play under the same building. Quite some time.
Both in Scotiabank.
Same building.
Yep.
I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. I'm just saying that I know the reason why it hasn't happened has been for that reason. Because who was that? Jeff Bolsilli, right? The BlackBerry dude? Wasn't he going to put it in Hamilton or something? Now, I think
wasn't going to happen.
The NHL just didn't like his brashness, I believe. Like, he was kind of doing things on his own anyways. They're like, we didn't sanction this for you to go figure out if there's a market there. But to your point, guys have been interested. I honestly think it's the NHL, and I think that there's been other hockey leagues that have come together to say, this will not be good for business, actually.
Right.
And I do wonder, we talked a lot about a second team when the Leafs were in Chartsville. Like, we talked a lot about it, right? The second they get Austin Matthews and they start becoming perennial contenders, again, I get it, they haven't won a round, but they've been making the playoffs, suddenly that talk has died down. Mm-hmm. Like, it's because to me, no matter what you say, this is not a hockey town. This is a Leafs town. It really, really is.
I disagree. I think you put another team, they'd be sold every single night. It's sold out every single night.
Yeah, they'd be
depending
on
the price of the tickets, because the Leafs have priced you out.
Exactly. Well, that there could be a huge market here that's untapped. Just said, I think you'd be clearly the second tenant, and you'd be second in line in terms of popularity and history. never going to change. Talk to the Mets about that. Talk to, you know, a bunch, even the Jets. New York's a perfect example, but they've got two of everything. The Nets to the Knicks, the Jets to the Giants, et cetera, et cetera. The Islanders to the Rangers. But I would sleep on the street for this as well for a couple of different reasons. One, out of spite to what you just said, Gary Bettman doesn't want it here, so I really want it here. But I had a moment. I remember we were in Chicago for the draft a few years ago. We were out. We were having some drinks. And up on one TV, the Cubs were playing the Mets. And on the other TV, the White Sox were playing the Yankees or whatever it was. And I'm like, how amazing is this? Like, you want to be big time? This is what you're looking for. Different crews, different TV networks, different production, different teams, different fan bases. The battle lines within the city would be so much fun. And listen, you can talk about the economics. You can talk about big fish and what happens with the minnows and all that kind of stuff is real life. But for me personally, selfishly, yeah, sleep on the street, doors open, fisticuffs, trying to get that item again.
You've convinced me to put the winter coat on.
Get
fine,
outside,
okay.
Andy. Come on. Go sleep on the street. Do what Al's brother did for Miley Cyrus back in the day.
So
commit to the game. All right, here we go. Black Friday on Overdrive. What about an NHL All-Star game in Toronto? NHL All-Star game back in Toronto.
I'm deleting this from my memory that you even said it. It's the worst pro sports All-Star game in all of it. I can't stand watching 1 second of it. They've even butchered the skills competition where that's not even watchable anymore.
Okay.
It's all garbage.
Flushing everything.
I don't even want to hear it.
I clearly sit behind the computer a lot. I'm going to go online. I'm not an All-Star game fan for sure, but having been to a couple All-Star weekends, and I know everyone says, oh, it's for the sponsors, and I get all that, but, I mean, I've seen the looks on the kiddies' faces. Like, it is just so massive for a young fan base, and you can't help but reconnect with your joy for the game again when you see the looks on their faces and meeting and at least seeing their favorite players walk down the red carpet. That alone just kind of, you know, reminds you why you cover the game, why you love talking about the game. So for that reason, I would just love to see it for the children,
yes.
Boys. Well, do it for the children.
That's where I'm at. You know, I'm a parent of young kids. I'm not sleeping on the street for their joy of going to an All-Star game, but I'll jump online, 20% off All-Star game, so maybe we can get some tickets and the kids can go down. I'm willing to accept that. I'm not going to completely flush it. Not a priority for me, not something I need, not something I watch, not something I'm dying for. I don't think the city of Toronto is the biggest hockey market in the world. It doesn't
get the
need
best players
All-Star
to
game.
Care about it and it to be
that
a
would
good
go
game.
A long way. That would yeah. go, this yeah. is purely from the fact that I have kids and I know other people that a lot of people that do. It would be cool for them online shopping if I miss out on the deal, so be it. I'm not going to lose sleep. All right, moving on. Black Friday here on Overdrive. You can either sleep on the street, shop online, or flush the sale altogether, which basically means Nick Cage, six-pack and a pint, or pint on the patio. It's level of concern in reverse. Casino downtown Toronto. How would you react to that item being on sale? Casino downtown.
Let me just answer for you. You are putting the shovel in the ground for construction.
Right. Yes. I would sleep.
I'm doing
sleep
the same
the
thing. I'm sleeping on the street because I think it's a good night out. Even if you're just like a amateur gambler, you like to play whatever.
Hey, there's
it's
a buzz
good night
in
out.
A casino. There's
of
a buzz.
Of course, it's
Wait,
a good night
this
out.
Like,
so I'll sleep
Is this
sleep
like Casinorama
the
where there's at least like an entertainment component?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Shows,
it's
all of
it's
it.
It's a Vegas
night.
Casino down at the X or wherever it's going to be, down by the docks, something.
Come on, Andy. You would do it.
I'd online shop for that. I only go for the shows. I only go for the shows.
Okay.
I don't gamble. Once in a while, like I like to pull the – and I literally pull the lever on the slot machine. I don't push the button. If I'm going to do slot machine, I'm pulling the lever.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking to somebody who one time like played the – pennies won. I won $100, thought it was highway robbery, put that in my pocket and took off.
Wow.
I know, because I'm not a gambler.
That's a lot
if you're talking about like an exclusive spa being built, then I'm sleeping on the street.
Okay, well maybe that's a part of the casino. Who knows? I mean they know how hospitality casinos, they know what they're doing. But yeah, I'm sleeping on the street for this one. Basically, I'm sleeping on the street for a lot of different things here. This
one,
I think I know the answer for you, Andy. Black Friday here on Overdrive, a World Cup final at BMO Field. What's our reaction around the table?
Plush. Could care less.
I'm creating a village. Like, I am camping.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Oh, where are you at in life? Do you know
I want
how
the second hockey
team.
You can have this. I'm flushing it. I'm
a World Cup game. A World Cup game.
I wouldn't even watch it, Andy. I'm being dead
global
serious.
Sport. It's the global sport. Most incredible players from around the world, and there's a chance you could at least watch one game. It's got to be a good one, too. Either way.
We're talking the final. It's going to be good.
If Hazy had me in the basement, I might watch it. That's all I got.
For a month out, I'm sleeping on the street.
Right.
I'm going to whatever camping store. I'm getting the gear. I'm getting the tent, the sleeping bag. I'm getting a little hibachi bar. I'm out there. I am out there for a long time.
I figured you would be. Yeah, this one, I'd be willing to jump online and possibly wait in a queue online for hours. I mean, like a long commitment online. I just, like, I'm coming around to soccer. It's never been my primary sport. It's never really been on my radar because there's so many other bigger sports in North America, with all due respect, Andy. But this national team is piquing my interest. I am
genuinely looking forward to every single game.
Exactly. And, you know, I think our program's coming around. I'm looking forward to 2026 when we're going to be hosting games. I think some of them will be in Toronto. The World Cup final will not be. It'll be in the States. Mm-hmm. But the idea of a World Cup final, I think, would be great for the city, would be cool for the city. It would be more about the city as opposed to my personal experience. So I'm not going to jump in with both feet and be sleeping on the street. But shop online. I'm intrigued. I'm definitely intrigued, and it's something I'd like to see at some point. Why don't we save some more of these for the next hour? Because there's a lot of them here.
After dark.
This is working out, I think, very well.
I love it. It's better than trick or treat. It's better than a lot of stuff we've done around Christmas, like Santa's Stay or Santa
Go.
Yeah,
we did Jingle Bells, Jingle Smells.
Or Jingle
that
Smells.
Was
that
good.
Was a terrible segment.
The Grappler, I don't remember this one because I would not have been on the show, but someone said that you guys came up with your Mark Get Set,
Row.
When Mark Rowe was hosting. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think him and Carlo did that. That one was terrible, too.
Oh, okay.
But this one's really good.
This one is a good one.
I like this one when you get to purchase things.
Yes.
I think it could stay on the rotation, too. Like, it's just a Black Friday bonanza once a week.
Maybe
who knows?
We mix it in.
Maybe
exactly.
We do it every Friday. I don't know where this can go, but it's really piqued my interest.
Okay, so this is, I think the audience is really following along here.
I do too. A lot of not sharp buck comments. It's just all good stuff.
Yes, it's positive feedback, and that's ultimately what we're in the game for here. This is what we're looking for. So a lot more items will be available where we can either go hang out on the street, sleep on the street, pick fights if we have to make sure we get the item in our cart. In our cart, we stay online if it's, just a mediocre level of intrigue, or we flush it. And, you flushed a couple of items already, so that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Right? You should be willing
anything,
to say flush.
I?
No, you haven't. You and I have been pretty keen. Like, we're pretty excited about
We're about building things, building the city here.
We're about the experiences, absolutely. So more on this later this afternoon. Mike Johnson in about 20 minutes. Al's brother picking winners for Sunday. We're deep into the NFL season. We've got a few more games we'll get to. Andy Petrillo's in here with the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill. I'm Brian Hayes. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.
La troisième étoile du match ce soir, the third star, le frère d'Al.
So I think he's going to be the first star, le frère d'Al. First star in the Sunday NFL picks are back and brought to you by bookseats.com.
Why am I on the screen? I told you.
You got to be included. You have to be included. Let me finish this. Visit at bookseats.com to enter the Las Vegas Sports Package giveaway. That's at bookseats.com on Instagram. Bookseats.com, simplifying the way fans travel. All right, before we allow you to give out your tremendous information, Al's brother, do you really – you have to be included in this. So, like, you're not going
to
sell
– Well, what is it going to take for me to get you back on board?
What do you have to offer? Let's start there.
Like, tremendous information.
I'm in. Let's go.
He's in. He's back.
Let's go.
Tremendous information.
All right, here we go.
That's
the constipator's back. The shirt money is about to be revealed here. You guys are on the 1 p.m. game. Steelers at Bengals. Bengals laying 4. Al's brother?
Dude,
Team Albon.
All I got to say is I like our info and I like everything, but the fact is we're not winning. So maybe let's change our
thinking
somewhat.
Not with that defeatist attitude.
No, nice pep talk.
So let's just go here. What do you got, Al's brother? Please.
Are we going with 4 or are we going with 3.5?
I have it on the page at 4. You tell me the number has moved between...
I believe it's gone down to 3.5.
Okay.
Because
okay,
this would influence my pick, to be completely honest with you.
All right.
So depending on what number we're using here.
Let me quickly look here, Al's brother.
Right. Shart money
it
says
is down to
3.5.
You're right. The Shart money is at 3.5. So I'll give that to you. Bengals laying 3.5 against Pittsburgh. Who do you like?
It's pretty sad that that half point. I need that half point for myself. But look, I just like the way that Cincinnati bounced back last week. Big win last week. And when you take a look at the Steelers, I just don't know how they can move the football. I know they had a miraculous game last weekend against the Chargers. I'm not too sure how Big Ben was able to pull it out, but I don't know if his arm is going to be capable of doing it again back-to-back weeks. He didn't practice for most of this week. I just don't see them putting up a lot of offense and keeping up with this Joe Burrow-led, Jamar Chase-led Bengals offense. Last time they played, the Bengals crushed them 24-10. Mm-hmm. I think at home, they should be able to cover this number. I like the Bengals.
Okay. The Bengals. Oh? Stamp of approval or what?
Dude, I'm so jarred here that I just have to flow. What do you want me to say, Hayes? Yeah, I love that.
How do I
love anything after what happened yesterday?
It's difficult. Like, yes,
right, so I'm difficult. Just going to shut up, and whatever he says, we got to deal with it.
All right, so you're on the Bengals laying 3.5 at home against Pittsburgh. There is the first pick, Al's brother, Team Al Dog. The 4 o'clock game, Vikings at Niners. Niners laying 3. I hate betting for San Francisco because they always burn me. I hate betting for San Francisco at home because they always burn me, yet I never learn. I'm going back to the well. The Niners are starting to heat up here a little bit. They're lurking in the NFC West. They went down to Jacksonville, had a beating on them last week. We know what happened in that Rams game a couple of weeks ago. Feels like Shanahan was feeling the heat, and he's got that team cooking a little bit. Garoppolo's protecting the ball. That run scheme is back. I'm surprised this number isn't a little bit bigger. I know the Vikings are a decent team. They're a 500 team, and they're coming off a big win against Green Bay last week. But back on the road, 4 o'clock, I feel like that's not a good time for Kirk Cousins. It's 1 p.m. or bust for
Dude,
him.
What time is a good time for that guy? Get serious.
It's true, but the
he's
1 o'clock
having
games
a good year,
plays
actually.
Well.
Kirk Cousins is he's having a pretty good season.
He's okay. Yeah, he's fine. He's typically Kirk Cousins. They won't make the playoffs. They'll finish with 9 or 10 wins, maybe less. But I'm on the Niners. I like San Fran. It feels like they're moving this ship in the right direction. I will lay the points. San Fran at home.
I like the Vikings as an outright winner. I'm not going to lie to you. I really do like the Vikings. I can't believe that you just picked the Niners.
Really? You can't,
I can't
believe that?
About.
Can't
we're
why can
get
you
rinsed.
Not believe that?
Yeah. We didn't couldn't believe it yesterday, too.
I
but
know.
But we got absolutely dummy.
What leads you to believe the 5? Oh, are they 5-5? I believe the Minnesota Vikings are 5-5. Why are they such prohibitive
Here
favorites
it is.
In your mind?
Al's brother, what? Sharp Money Report. Go ahead.
I like the Vikings. I really do. They've won 4 straight against the spread on the road, so they travel really well. And you already talked about how many times can you go to the well? It's a definition of insanity. Mm-hmm. You keep thinking it's going to work out for you, but it don't. The Niners are 1-4 at home. Home and field advantage ain't really a thing with this
right.
team. So I don't like it. The Vikings are 5-1 against the spread. Their last 6 is the dog. So they've been covering as well. And San Francisco have only covered 3 times in their last 13 as the favorite. Honestly, all of those trends go towards the Minnesota Vikings, and I just think the Vikings are just a better football team all around. I really, really do.
I don't agree with that. I don't like the Vikings. I mean, the Vikings are your typical mediocre team. I think the Niners are probably mediocre too. But
you know what it is? You're just upset because of last weekend.
Yeah, and listen, full credit to them. Kirk Cousins, they killed the clock. They kicked the fidge. They won the game. I mean, that was a big win against Green Bay. They're capable of it. I just think they're one of the most inconsistent teams in the league. They won last week. I think they bounced back with a loss this week. I'm on the Niners. I love it. Laying the points. Al's brother, your final game, the Sunday nighter. It's a big one, man. You've got the Ravens at home laying 3.5 against the Browns. Who do you like and why?
We're going to let the coin decide.
Ooh,
we are letting
perfect.
The coin decide.
It's so desperate.
Oh, whose heads?
Browns. Browns or Ravens?
Browns or heads?
Browns are heads.
We're on the Browns. We are on the Cleveland Browns. Jack Conklin's back. Kareem Hunt is back.
They're going to
beat the fraudulent Baltimore Ravens. We are on the Browns. We are taking them. Let's go.
What are there
they?
It
plus
is.
Three and a half?
The no coin toss. Yeah, you're getting plus 3.5. I think
plus
that's
three and
a
half?
Pick.
A divisional game?
No, it isn't.
Why not?
Divisional game?
Why not?
Less, more than a field goal? Love it.
Love
this
it.
This is highly entertaining.
Isn't this spectacular? This is why
is
I love
fantastic.
Doing this, and because I win. The Sunday NFL Picks brought to you by BookSeats.com. Visit at BookSeats.com on Instagram to enter the Las Vegas Sports Package giveaway. It is a beauty. BookSeats.com, simplifying the way fans travel. Our buddy Lawrence Applebaum coming up from Golf Canada. Mike Johnson coming up. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.